حسین یا حسین، حسین یا حسین، حسین یا حسین، حسین یا حسین.
وأعوذ بالله أن يحضرون، إنه هو السميع العليم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين، سيما بقية الله في الأرضين. روحي وأرواح العالمين له الفدا، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين. اللهم لعن أول ظالم ظلم حق محمد وآل محمد، وآخر تابع له على ذلك. اللهم لعن الإصابة التي جاحدت الحسين وشايعت وبايعت وتابعت على قتله. اللهم لعنهم جميعا. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. أما بعد، فقد قال سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه المجيد وقوله الحق، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا. درود بيت محمد عليه الصلاة
والسلام.
With this hope and prayer that inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reveal the words on the dhikr which are beneficial for both the speaker and the listener, recite another loud salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
And with this hope that these effort that we are putting in the path of Allah for the sake of remembrance of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam will be accepted, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recite another loud salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
For the safety of all the mu'mineen, zahireen, azadaran of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam, recite another loud salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Officially, maybe it's the last day of our this ashra that we are having together for the remembrance of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam. In the beginning, I just want to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has given us the opportunity that in the beginning of this year and in the beginning of every day of our life, in these 9 days, we were able to start our day with the remembrance and the commemoration of the great sacrifice of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam and his companion. So we should be first of all thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this great opportunity. And we ask him the tawfiq and the steadfastness in the path of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam, and he should give us the tawfiq so that throughout the year, at least on the weekly basis, we could able to do something that we remember the sacrifice, try to learn the message of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam, and get closer to the doctrine and maktab of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam, inshallah ta'ala. Secondly, definitely I should be thankful to all those brothers and in some cases sisters too who make this happen, this effort that we are putting. There are so many few brothers who had worked hard for the arrangement of this majlis. Ajrukum Allah inshallah ta'ala. Definitely nobody can give you the reward for that in this world. The true reward is in the hand of Allah, because this effort that you are putting is the effort that is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is the one inshallah who will give you the true reward. We can just say with our tongue, we can just say thanks, which is the bare minimum that we can do, but inshallah the true reward is in the hand of Allah, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give. Whoever, I'm again saying that, whoever perform his duty in any form, whether in the recitation of the Quran, mercy or salam, naha, before the preparing this place for you, recording the videos, anything that is done here, inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the reward, and the best reward will be given by him inshallah ta'ala. And lastly, an apology from my side, that when I think about this topic and the content that should be delivered regarding that topic, I personally do not feel myself fit for this place and representing the maktab of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam and his sacrifice. But inshallah, whatever effort I put will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and hopefully you will not see at my actions, but the words of Quran and Ahl Bayt alayhi salam that we are reading will be the true guidance for us and light for us, and each one of us individually and collectively inshallah will be able to act upon these teachings that we are trying to learn and trying to understand that what are the message of Quran and Ahl Bayt alayhi salam inshallah ta'ala. Recite aloud salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
In the last two majalis, to end the, like for example, this 10 majalis that we had, and inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq and to continue this topic in the next years too, we have started the discussion about the attributes of the collective effort, or the, maybe you can call it community, ummah, whatever you want to name it, but a group of people who come together under the banner of wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a great cause. What are the attributes of this group of people? So we have started and discussed few things. The thing that we mentioned in the last majlis, and inshallah I will try to just complete that point before going to the masaib, is we mentioned that this group of people has to work hard. It means that the work and activity and is life for individual and for a group of people who are coming together. If it is not the case, if a person is stagnant, if a team of people are stagnant, they are not doing any work, it means that if you are not striving and going up in your struggle and in your climbing that you are doing, because as you mentioned in the example, what is mentioned by Ayatollah Khamenei in his book of Walaya, that these people are like mountain climbers, okay? So they are going high and high and high. So if at any point they start thinking that, okay, they stop and they are not doing anything, the difficulties and the calamities and the hardships that is here in this situation will make them fall down from the situation they are in. It is not the possible that they will stay on the same position, because the enemies are doing their work, enemies are planning their effort, and they have to work hard to reach the goal. So they have to be active, they have to work hard, they have to continue their struggle. If they stop the struggle, then the enemy will plan their plots, and they could not able to stay in the place that they are in, the struggle that they did. Like Ibn Zainab Salamullah Alayha mentioned to the, when he recited the salawat, to the people of Kufan, that you are the people who have, she resembled them with the lady that is mentioned in the Quran, who do all the work throughout the day, and at the end of the day she destroy what she had performed previously. So this is one of the issue that is there, and one of the reason for that is where a group of people who are working, at a point they start feeling that they are done. Like, for example, they have performed their duty and they do not have to do anything in the future. This is the problem that sometimes happen. So work ethics, the working is important, doing work is important, being active throughout your life is very important for individual and also for the group of people who are coming together. But while you are working, or while we are working, or while this group of people are working together, there are certain work ethics that they have to be careful about. See, that in the management sciences that is there right now, when you go for work, when you join any organization, when you join any big company, multinational, they have certain work ethics are there that, okay, if you want to work in this organization, you have to follow these ethics, these procedures are there. If you follow, then you will fit in that team. If you're not, then you are out of the team. They will kick you out, and you have to go out from that team, and you have to work from some. So you have to synchronize your work ethics with the work ethics of the team that is required from your side. Now, when we are talking about Hizbullah, when we are talking about the group of people who are working for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are saying that they have to work, the direction of the work which they have to do, the instruction that is coming, we already briefly discussed about that. But right now, while they are working, what are the things that they have to be careful about? What are the things that they have to be attentive towards? And this group of people, this team, this Hizbullah that come together, they have to be careful about these points, these works ethics. And as I mentioned to you, that definitely there are, it is quite multidimensional. And when you are talking about socio-political activism, when we are talking about, there are so many things that we have to talk about. But briefly, I'm just talking about a few important things that we have to be careful about. And we see these things in the seerah of the Masumin alayhimus salam and seerah of the successful group of people who come together around the wali, and they were successful and they are becoming a role model for us too. One of the things that in the work ethics, again, these, for example, titles and the riwayah that I will mention to you, keep in mind that it is there for an individual and for the teamwork. Okay, both of them, these principles are true. Definitely, because right now our topic is collective effort that we are talking about. We are talking about the teamwork. I am trying to explain these riwayat in that form. But definitely, as an individual too, we have to keep this in mind, and in our personal life, we have to be careful about. Number one is that sometimes when we are working as a group of people, we are vision is very limited. We are not looking at the far-fetched look and the deep insight we have. We don't have these type of things. We're just thinking, okay, this need is there. Try to solve this issue and done. Okay, but the thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam wants to create among the mu'minin is this thing. In the riwayat it is mentioned, in Shaykh Mutayyib Rizwan Allah ta'ala alayhi has a discussion. He has a book, Sairi Dar Nahjul Balaga. In the English, Urdu also it is translated, and in English also it is translated. I would recommend you to go through that book. It's very highly, the insight that is given by Shaykh Mutayyib Rizwan Allah ta'ala alayhi in that book, from the words of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, are quite beneficial for each one of us. At the end of Risalat Salawat, he talk about the topic of dunya. And then at the end of that, he discussed some of the stuff which is confusing for the people when they talk about dunya and the akhirah, and to the proper relationship between dunya and the akhirah. Here he mentioned one of the riwayah from Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. The riwayah is like this: Kun li dunyaka ka annaka ta'ishu abada, wa kun li akhiratika ka annaka tamutu ghada. Be in your world, in this world, live like that you have to live forever. Okay? And on the other hand, think that as far as the akhirah is concerned, you have to go tomorrow towards the akhirah. Okay, so prepare yourself that any day there will be a call and you have to go towards the akhirah. Now, what do we mean by that? Sometimes it is wrong interpreted in a way that It means that, okay, for the worldly work, just leave it. Don't be pay too much attention. Dunya is not important in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just work for the akhirah. Okay? Shaykh Tayyib says complete misunderstanding from the riwayah of Ahl Bayt alayhi salam. It is not the message that Ahl Bayt alayhi salam is giving to us. In the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Ahl Bayt alayhi salam, this world is actually a mazra for akhirah. You have to work here so that you can reap in the akhirah. Okay, this is the relationship that is there. Now, how to translate this, how to understand this riwayah when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to us that, and there are so many riwayat, like, it's not just one riwayah. There are so many riwayat in Safinatul Bihar from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Maybe if you have time, then inshallah I will recite some of them. But first of all, I will focus on this riwayat and try to understand that what this message is there and how we can, what lesson we can learn for as an individual and especially as a team. The true understanding is this thing, that when you are working for in this world, try to keep in mind that you have to live forever. It's like this, that suppose that if I have to create an institute, if I have to write a book, if I have to do some research, if I start thinking that, okay, my life is, okay, I will live 50 years, 60 years, 70, I'm already in my 40s. So if I start writing this book, I won't be able to finish this. So I just leave it. I say, okay, no. I should not start this thing. Okay, if a mufassir, if a person who is writing a tafsir of the Quran, he says, okay, for example, Allah Ta'ala is Rizwanat al-Alay, recite a salawat for this great personality.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
He's writing tafsir of the Quran, he wrote in 20 years. Okay, so on the first day, if you start thinking that, okay, it will take me 20 years and I am right now, for example, in my 50s, so I won't be able to complete this. I can't complete this book by the end of my life. So I should not start that book. But once you start thinking, no, I will live forever, then you start working on it, okay? And your work is comprehensive work. It's not just temporary solution that you are providing, but it's a comprehensive work that you are working for throughout your life. And not for your life, but for generations to come. This is the mindset that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to create in the followers of Ahl Bayt alayhi salam. They should think like this. It is not a temporary work that we are doing, but it's a permanent thing that we want to create and we want to work on that. When you look at the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you look at the followers of Shaitan and the Shaitan himself, you can see that this goal, the higher goal, the vision that is there in their mind is like this. Like, for example, when you look at the conversation of Shaitan with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَأَغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. He said that I will misguide all the human beings. Like a person who is standing in front of his creator, he knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the guide. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created human being as a khalifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he is thinking so high. He says that, okay, I will be here. I will not get tired. I will be working. I'm working and working. And I will try my best to misguide everybody. When you look at the, like, for example, like right now, when we read some of the articles, some of the research papers that are written by the enemies of Islam, like, because this name is very popular and people know about him, just say the name. Like, for example, Henry Kissinger. When you look at some of the articles that he has written, you say, okay, this guy, like, for example, he's in 80s right now, 90s right now. The way he's talking about, for example, which world he's talking about, like, for example, how he's thinking. Because the problem is that they are not just thinking about themselves. They are thinking, okay, they are a part of a team and they're saying, okay, generations will come and the way they have to fight against the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Islam, this is the steps that they have to take. They are designing like this. They are designing for years and centuries that, okay, this is the plan. What about us as a mu'mineen? When we are working, I'm again saying that most of the time our work ethics are like this. I'm just trying to solve day-to-day issues. I'm not thinking long. I'm not thinking, my vision is not very far that, okay, I say, okay, I have to plan in a way that, as mentioned in the riwayat, كَأَنَّكَ تَعِيشُ عَبَدًا. Okay, you have to live forever. Just giving you an example for myself. When I came to Canada initially, you know that in the initial years, I was just thinking, every time when I want to start do something, I say, okay, no, I have to go back next year. And in this next year, fortunately or unfortunately, I stayed for 7 years, okay? Now, suppose that if this was my mistake, like for example, on the first year, if I thought that, okay, no, I have to stay forever, plan it like this. Now, whatever the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from you, the response is you have to work like in that. If the situation changed, you have to adopt according to the situation. That's something different. But initially, when you are planning, the plan should be like this, that you have to be here forever, okay? If you plan like this, see that how you are looking at the situation is completely different. The way you are working is completely different, okay? Like, for example, in one sense, like the foundation is very strong, the work that you are doing. Secondly, sometimes what happens, what is the mistake that we do in activism is this thing. I say that, okay, I have to fulfill my responsibility, walau balaga ma balag. Whatever happened, like for example, you say, okay, I have to speak out loudly to say everything in front of the people. But the problem is that it is not one day work that you are doing. If you think that we have to live for centuries, like for example, suppose that in the Western societies, if we think that for centuries we have to work in a way that Islam will be prevalent here and the people of local people will understand that what is the true message of Islam, the way we have to work is completely different instead of the way if we think, okay, no, I have to just go out, say things, whatever happened. Okay? So there are two different mindsets that are there. The mindset that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam wants to create in this group of people is this thing, that they have a true deep insight in the basira to see the far future, that what will happen in the future, and they plan accordingly. Okay? And they establish their foot in the ground in that way, that they have to live forever. Like a person who is a construction engineer who is building something, and right now maybe he is building only 2 floors because of the limitation of financial resources that he have. But he knows that maybe after every year, maybe we will add 2 floors to that building, that construction that I'm doing right now. So as far as the foundation is concerned, he will do the foundation in a way that he could be able to establish a build, like for example, a structure that can be 50 floors or 100 floors or whatever it is. How high I want to go, I can do it. Okay, or maybe the next generation, they will come, they can build on it. But the important thing is that as far as the vision is concerned, as far as the insight is concerned, we have to keep in mind that kaannaka ta'ishu abada. Okay? It does not mean that we have an attachment to the dunya. But the problem, again, I'm mentioning to you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this dunya in a way that I have to work in it for my akhirah. Okay? And I am, the third thing that the work ethic that is there, this team that is working together, they do not feel themselves disconnected from people who were there before them and people who were there after them and the team that are working in parallel with them right now. Okay? So this is very important. That despite the fact that maybe I think that I can do very small effort, a very small thing in this whole system, but I should feel myself as a part of the system. We are not disconnected from Karbala and we are not disconnected from the reappearance of Imam Zaman Ajjalahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Despite the fact that we are a small group of people who are working together, but when I start thinking that, okay, I have different other groups who are working with me, your mindset is completely changed. You know that in those people, most of them work in the software industry. You know that you have a small team who are working on a specific module of a software that you are designing, okay? If you just think that, okay, I am the one, we are the one who are designing the software, like in that case, you have the feeling that, okay, this small module will do nothing. It does not have the front face, it does not have the, it give you the result. It's just one module disconnected from everything. But when you start thinking, no, we are one group of people, 4, 5, 6 people who are working together, whereas, like for example, hundreds of other teams who are working with me, and I have to synchronize myself with them because we are the part of a bigger team. Okay? This picture is very important. Again, I'm saying that most of the time, our mindset is quite limited. I completely secluded myself from all the other group of people or all the other mu'min or the groups of the people who are working together, and I feel that everything, I have to do everything. This is not the case. Like we have to do everything, but the problem is that it is a chain reaction that is going on. Think yourself as a part of the chain, okay? You are just one piece of puzzle that you have to fulfill your responsibility properly. And do not feel yourself disconnected from the other teams that are working together, okay? Have a, the basira is there, keep high, the far insight, the vision will be quite high. Kannaka ta'ishu abada, that you have to live forever. And I'm again saying that there are so many examples from the enemies of Islam we have, that they are planning for thousands and thousands of years, that afterwards we will reap that the results of that. And the same way, the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are also like this. They are not working for one day or two days. They are thinking that, if you look at this book of Ayatollah Khamenei hafizahullah, regarding the 250 years human being, we here talk about the seerah of the Masumin alayhimus salam. You can see that Masumin alayhimus salam, the vision that they had, the way they are looking at the thing is like this. They were not thinking, okay, I have to do this year, the way I am living in the city of Medina, I have to perform my duty, just that's done. No. They are thinking that, okay, I have to train the, like for example, companions and students in the Ummah in a form that they will be helpful for the future effort that is done by the next Imam that is coming, and the next Imam that is coming. Like for example, the effort that is put by Imam Hassan alayhi salatu wasalam result in the form of Karbala. Is that a salawat?
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
But we have people from the companions of Imam Hassan alayhi salatu wasalam who are objecting on Imam Hassan that why you are not saying anything, why you are not coming out, why you are not speaking against the Muawiyah right now, okay? But Imam knows that if I do like this, the final result is not good. I have to keep in mind that I am not disconnected from this chain. I am the part of the chain. There will be people in the future who will come and they will fulfill that responsibility that the people are thinking, which I am not, like, Ummah is not prepared for it right now. We have to keep in mind, because I am not an individual, we are a team. I told you, like for example, when the person is going for the hiking in the peak, he just not think that, okay, I am very close to the peak, just go. Just look down that, okay, there are so many people who you have to take hand of these people. You have to take all the team with you. You do not have to reach the peak alone. And most of the time, this is also a type of illusion that we are living in. I think that I am very close to the peak, but it's not the reality. When you look at the other people, then you start understanding your status and your situation to decide a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, in one of the riwayah of Imam Musa Kazim alayhi salam, he mentioned that laysa minna man taraka dunyahu li dinihi aw taraka dinahu li dunyahu. The relationship of these two are very important for us to understand. And having a comprehensive understanding of our responsibility as a team, as a group of people who are coming together, is very important. And in one of the speeches, Ayatollah Khamenei has mentioned that one of the important thing or the work ethics that should be there among the mu'mineen is this thing that, you know, that when you are thinking that it is a long-lasting effort that we are putting, it is not short-sighted, we are not short-sighted. In that case, when you start training the next group of people, you know that in the work, in the job, skill, job, when you go there, you have asked to train the people who are with you, working with you, or maybe, like for example, if you are not there, they are able to fulfill your position that you are there. Or when you leave the, when you want to resign, there are people who come and you have to train them beforehand so that they, when they come, they could be able to fulfill the responsibility properly. In this way that we have to do is this thing that, okay, the team or the group of people who are working together for a specific cause, they have to train the next generation, the people who are coming, the other brothers, so that they can fulfill their position in the case wherever it is required. It should not be the case that it is completely an individual effort and whenever you leave, everything will fall down. No, it should be a concrete, connected and synchronized effort that we have to do. And these are some of the work ethics, as I mentioned to you, that for all of them we have riwayat. And ayat that we can refer, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq that this topic that we have started with, as I mentioned to you a few times, that one of the very the most important message of Islam is a collective work or the ummah that we have to create. And on the other hand, most of the time we are quite heedless about that understanding of Islam, and it's more individual understanding that we have from Islam, and we think that if I'm fulfilling my individual responsibilities, my wajibat, my obligations, it means that I am fulfilling my responsibilities. But when we look at the Quran and ayat and the riwayat, the understanding that we get from these, or we can extract from the ayat and riwayat, as mentioned in the title too, that وَعْتَسِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا, that it is the hukm for individual, everyone, that وَعْتَسِمُوا, that you have to hold the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the condition that is mentioned here is جَمِيعًا, we have to do it all together, not individually. Then I think that, okay, I am doing my responsibility. If we are not doing responsibility collectively, it means that we didn't able to fulfill that obligation that was there on our shoulder. So we have to keep in mind, and definitely we have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the help and the guidance, so that we could able to fulfill this important and tough responsibility that is there on the shoulder, so that we could able to create the true ummah, or the group of people who are fulfilling their responsibilities collectively and doing the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as mentioned in Surah Al-Hamd, that Iyyaka na'budu, that we only worship you. It is not I worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mm-hmm. That we have to collectively do the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Iyyaka nasta'in, and we have to, but for this ubudiyah, collective ubudiyah, we have to collectively ask for the support, from help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it is not easy responsibility that is there on our shoulder. And inshallah, as we mentioned, that okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us to perform this duty in the best possible manner. Recite the salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Sallallahu alayka ya Aba Abdillah. Sallallahu alayka ya Ibn Rasulillah. As-salamu ala al-Husayn wa ala Ali
al-Husayn wa ala Ali al-Husayn wa ala al-Husayn.
One more time, inshallah. As-salamu ala al-Husayn ibn al-Husayn Sometimes when you imagine the plain of Karbala and you think about some of the situation and conversation and discussion that is going on among different people, it is quite learning experience for us when we think about it. I never read this part in any of the maqatil that is here, or the book of the narration, but just, it's my imagination that I'm thinking. Just think about the camp of the wife of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam, Bibi Rubab, on the night of Ashura. I'm thinking like this, it's my imagination, maybe I'm wrong, but I think that this Bibi is sitting beside the cradle of Hazrat Yazid alayhi salatu wasalam. And maybe she is saying that, oh my son, tomorrow the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be alone. And everybody is preparing their sacrifice. You are not old like Ali Akbar alayhi salatu wasalam. that I can send you to fight, to defend the Wali. You are not like Hazrat Qasim, despite the fact he is young, but at least Imam can make him sit on the horse and then he can send it towards the enemy. He was so young. How you will defend your Imam? We will say to the Bibi Rabab that, oh Bibi, your son is the strongest person in the army of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam, and he will defend his Imam when there is no one in the plain of Karbala to help his Wali. And Imam is saying like this, Hal min dhabbin yadubbu an haram Rasulillah, Hal min muwahidin yukhafu Allahu fina, هل من معين يرجو ما عند الله في إعانتنا. Is there anyone who can help me? Is there anyone who is ready to sacrifice himself to defend the haram of Rasulullah? Narrators have mentioned that while Imam was saying this, the people, the weep and the cry comes out from the camp of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam. Imam returned back to say last time, Khuda Hafizi to the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Bibi said that maybe there is a baby who is crying. Imam asked to send Ali Asghar to Imam. According to some of the narration, Imam took the baby in his hand and tried to kiss the neck of the baby. Or according to some of the riwayat, Imam took the baby in his hand towards the enemy and asked, tell them, okay, if you do not have the mercy on me, what is done by this baby? Please have mercy on them. There is a sound come from the enemy camp. Oh, Hulmala, Iqta Qalam al-Husayn. He took the arrow in his hand, throw towards the baby. Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. There are few occasions when Imam alayhi salatu wasalam remembered the Shia. This is one of the breakfast occasions for Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam. It is mentioned that the baby was 6 months old. That arrow come and cross through the neck of this baby. This arrow does not create just the hole in the leg of the baby, but it slaughters the baby in the hand of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam. My Mawla say like this, put the baby in the hand and say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, hawwin alayya bima نزل بي وأنه بعين الله. Allah, this difficulty become easy on me because I know that you are looking at Hussain and the situation of Hussain. Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, Imam took the blood of Ali Asghar on his palm and threw it towards the sky. None of the drop of blood comes back. I don't know how many drops were there in the neck of this baby. I don't know how Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam took the body of Ali Asghar towards the camp. And it's mentioned that it was the heaviest body that Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam has took for the burial. وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلب. According to some of the riwayat, Hazrat Ali Asghar alayhi salatu wasalam is Babul Hawaij. Pray in the shafa of intercession of Hazrat Ali Asghar alayhi salatu wasalam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the strength to fulfill our responsibility for the deen of Allah, for which these type of pure blood has been spell on the face of the earth. Matam-e Hussain.